With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court has preserved a Republican-held coastal South Carolina congressional district, rejecting a lower court ruling that the district discriminated against black voters. The justices said the Republican-controlled state legislature did nothing wrong during redistricting. President Biden welcoming Kenya's president and his family to the White House. The president says the U.S. and Kenya share several interests.
Together, the United States and Kenya are working to deliver on the challenges that matter most to our people's lives: health security, economic security, cyber security, and climate security.
Mr. Biden pressing his argument to African nations that the U.S. can be a better partner than China, which has been deepening its presence on the continent. Also at SRNNews.com, leaders of some U.S. universities, they're on Capitol Hill, testifying following recent pro-Palestinian protests. Donna Warder has more.
Scheduled to testify today at a hearing by the House Committee on Education and the Workforce are heads of Northwestern University, Rutgers, and University of California, Los Angeles. Lawmakers want to hear about the concessions that schools gave to pro-Palestinian protesters to end demonstrations and clear their encampments on their campuses, as well as allegations of anti-Semitism. Tensions over the Israel-Hamas war have been high on campuses since the fall, and spiked in recent weeks with some 3,000 arrests nationwide. Donna Warder, Washington.
Meanwhile, protesters packed up and left a pro-Palestinian encampment at Philadelphia's Drexel University. That's after the school announced a decision to have police clear that encampment. The Dow is down 257 points, but the Nasdaq ahead 132. This is SRN News. Very few Christians are involved in prison ministries.
According to a new poll from Lifeway Research, only 25% of Protestant churchgoers have ever served in an outreach to men and women behind bars. The vast majority of respondents say they are in favor of prison ministry, but most don't actually participate. However, the survey also finds that most believers want to embrace the incarcerated. 77% say they would be happy to attend church with someone who had been in prison, and roughly two-thirds would welcome a formerly incarcerated individual as a friend. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York's High Court has upheld a rule requiring companies with health insurance plans to cover what it calls medically necessary abortions. The decision from the Court of Appeals comes after a lawsuit from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany and other religious groups. They argue the policy's exemption for religious employers would force some businesses to violate their religious freedoms. This is SRN News. The families of Israeli hostages held by Hamas can't to come up with another way of pressure their government. We have the latest from the media lines, Michael Friedson.
The pain and memory of the October 7th massacre by Hamas terrorists of more than 1,200 Israeli men, women, and young children, along with many foreign nationals, was refreshed throughout Israel as families of the hostages still held by the Iranian proxy released video footage of the capture and initial abuse of five young women taken that day. The graphic scenes were shot by the terrorists' own body cameras as the women, soldiers on lookout duty, were overrun by the marauders. Family members told media that after 229 days in captivity, they fear time for their rescue is running out and they need to shock the nation's leadership into action. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.